The United States and Europe are rethinking their security in a dangerous world. President Bush finished his trip through Eastern Europe today, where he marked the expansion of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, to include 7 new nations formerly under the Iron Curtain. The alliance that once united to fight the Soviet Union now must reconsider its role in a world that's at war with terrorists and possibly soon at war against Iraq. In a moment, we'll hear more about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, but we start tonight in Bucharest, Romania, where the president gave a speech in the former communist capital.
The world has suffered enough from fanatics who seek to impose their will through fear and murder. The NATO alliance and the civilized world are confronting the new enemies of freedom, and we will prevail.
President Bush spoke in Bucharest today. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne is also in Bucharest and joins us now. Hi, Don.
Hi, Steve.
What kind of a reception did the president get in Romania?
He got a warm reception. He was watched by, it's hard to get an exact count, but probably tens of thousands of people who crowded into, in the rain, I might add, in a pretty steady rain, in Revolution Square, which is the square that Nicolae Ceausescu, the last Romanian dictator, he delivered his final speech from a balcony here in 1989. A crowd of 80,000 people turned on him. That is defined as the moment in which he lost power and that the communists were overthrown in Romania. So there was a lot of symbolism in the selection. And the crowd, though wet, was receptive.
A lot of symbolism also in the addition of these particular countries to NATO. 7 nations, as I understand it, joining the North Atlantic Alliance. None of them known, Don, as great military powers, but being added to this military alliance. What does it mean?
What NATO sees and what the president sees are countries that help the alliance geographically. They think there's value in being right on the border of Russia, for example, which Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia are. And the other thing, in terms of military capability, some of these countries have bases that might come in handy. They may have a particular specialty, something like minesweeping or dealing with a chemical or a biological weapons attack. The way the administration describes it is each of these has niche capabilities, and they can indeed contribute, though none, again, is a big superpower, as you said.
And, of course, the reason these countries want to be in NATO is to ensure themselves of permanent protection against Russia. But how is Russia's President Vladimir Putin taking this development?
Russia is very uncomfortable about having NATO right at its border. Vladimir Putin did not try to stop it. There wasn't a whole lot he could do to try to stop it. And he has said he'll try to have good relations with each NATO country. But he did, in a meeting with President Bush yesterday, say that, and he told us, that he still doesn't think it's necessary. So it's not something he's comfortable. It's something he will have to live with.
It is kind of interesting, isn't it, to have President Bush, who has disdained multilateral arrangements and multilateral security arrangements, welcoming an expansion of this military alliance with the United States.
It is. But one thing these new members do, if you look at where they are, Eastern Europe, the Baltics, these are nations that are far, far more likely to be pro-American than some of the Western European countries. So it does bring a new group of supporters of American policies into the NATO alliance.
NPR's Don Gagne in Bucharest, Romania. Don, thanks very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.